Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jonathan with the Dream Hustle Win podcast, coming to you live on the Talk to Shaylin Radio Circuit, powered and syndicated globally from the REI Radio Network. People, we are the new voice of millennial music. I want to thank everybody for tuning in live tonight. Listen, man, when I talk about dope people that are moving the culture forward, preserving hip-hop and everything, and standing on what they believe in, the artists I'm talking to today represent that to the fullest. We're so honored, so proud to just be in partnership with her. But most importantly, broadcast her story live, people, to the world. And I'm honored, and I mean super honored, to have. I'm going to let her tell you her name. Give her your name for the Dream Hustle Win podcast.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
We got Genuine Beauty on the line. Genuine, how you feeling tonight?
I'm doing good, bro. I appreciate you for having me. I appreciate it for the insight that you've been doing for my brand. I highly appreciate it. Most definitely.
Definitely. I want to get right into it so everybody can know. What type of impact do you think people receive mentally when they hear your music? Like, what type of impact do you think people, have from your music?
Hope, different sound, a new wave, a new format of music. The reason why I say that is because I label myself as a no-genre artist or non-genre rapper. The reason why I say that is because, you know, if people really did their history on how music evolved, you know, rap started from jazz, rap started from rock, you know, mm-hmm. rock, you know, has a, you know, sample everything. So as an artist, it should be no genre type of rap I should really, can't really touch. Or even outside the element of rap, whether if it's singing, out of R&B, whether if it's rock music, because at the end of the day, it's still black culturized. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that, you know, black people originally started the rock and the pop. But, you know, it's been colonized by the white people. But, you know, like I said, it should be no genre for a true artist to touch.
I want to ask you this. Out of anything you could be in the world, you could pursue any kind of career. You're educated, you're smart, you're savvy, you're charismatic. Why in the world are you pursuing the risky path of being a hip-hop icon?
Well, one, you know, for my community, of course, the LGBTQ community, I am a full member of a trans female community. I wanted to do change for my community. You know, a bad picture has been painted on us trans women, okay, as far as, you know, 15 seconds of fame, out in everybody's mm-hmm. business, and looked at as an individual, as a human being first before anything, and the talent second. You know, I'm an artist that I know all trans, whether it's a trans male or a trans female, not just artists. I know producers. I know PRs, I know managers, I know label owners, you know, like myself, you know what I'm saying? We're just regular people, you know what I'm saying, that we live a different lifestyle. And my main focus is for equality towards the regular women, you know, because in our eyes and in the community, you know, we are women. We're just a different format of women. You know, a lot of people don't understand what this is cool, but I'm here to educate. You know, unfortunately, a lot of my quote-unquote, you know, peers that are mainstream ain't really doing too much either. But, you know, it takes unity and equality for anything to really work.
Got it. I wanna ask you this. When you're on stage, microphone is in your hand, crowd going crazy, you hear your music going through the actual speakers. Like, explain how that moment would make you feel, knowing that the crowd going crazy over your music.
I mean, well, each time, I mean, even to this day, I still get stage fright. So it's like, but every time when I have that feeling, you know, I give it my 1,000% You know, I try to, you know, well, I don't try, but I do. I do make people comfortable with themselves, you know, when I'm performing. You know, I always announce that, hey, I'm an openly transgender female artist. I like my females, you know, and make a little joke with it and get to the rapping. You know what I'm saying? It's like I've been doing this 18-plus years, and I'm just now getting the recognition for what I've been accomplished. You know what I'm saying? But overall, I mean, it's a good feeling because whether if it's one person in the crowd, two people in the crowd, three people will either respect myself, then I completed my job. It's not about grasping all people at once. It's part of getting the message heard in general. And then it's a plus extra if somebody actually, you know, actually rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I've been to showcases. That wasn't even any people here. Just regular people. It wasn't even no artists or none of that. And I still rock to the something. You know, and I always tell people look at the numbers and the networking and the outlets. You know what I'm saying? It's really not about the numbers. It's who you know, who really validates when you're in the numbers, because unfortunately not even his numbers can be bought. But, you know, that's my main mission. I mean, any platform, no matter how small or bigger the platform is, my message is going to be heard. And eventually it carries like a carrier bird. You know, it goes from one person and travels to the other. You know, it's a slow process. It's better than no process, in my opinion. And I work on things.
I want to ask you this question here. 2020 started off great for a lot of people, you know, for the whole world. You know, we had 2020 Vision, everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, COVID happened, and, you know, tragically, it's taken a lot of lives, and, you know, the world shut down. Tell me this. How have you adjusted your brand to fit the current climate of where we are now?
Well, actually, it hasn't really been slow motion for me, actually. I mean, like I said, a lot of people don't do homework. You know, a lot of people don't reach out. People feel like, oh, it's limitations when, you know, that COVID happened. Like, I'm originally from Atlanta, like, but I'm here in New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's under this secret location showcases, there's this secret, you know, there's people who still recording.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got, you know, studios open. You got other people who do indie. There's people who out here who still doing photo shoots and stuff like that and music videos. So it's really no limitation. The limitation is on yourself. Because even when a situation happens, you know, there's always alternations for removing to continue what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people rely on social media to get their voice heard than doing the original work, actually going out there, meeting people, you know, not even going to events that you don't even have to perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, every performance I do, or to a showcase, anything, one of the people show my face, you know what I'm saying? Because of the simple fact that I support everybody, you know, entertainment business, whether it's modeling, whether it's comedy, whether it's songwriting, you know, XYZ, you know, plays and stuff like that. So it's like, no other story is people are too lazy. How it is because people rely on social media and then mm-hmm. actually doing their own work for themselves.
Gotcha. Talk about your music. What's a record you want people to pay attention to that's streaming right now?
Well, actually, right now, that's on the countdown right now. That's been getting a lot of buzz right now. It's a few songs. Well, of course, your platform is Sin City. Sin City is major platforms, including yours. On major radio, 99, you know, South Beach. It's in also in 14 different playlists on Spotify. It has been getting me major traffic, dealing with this50.com, the DJ Drama. I mean, there's a few songs, I mean,
mm-hmm.
But most, mostly the focus is just the city because, you know, the summertime, you know, everybody want to vibe out, just have a good time. Everybody's trying to get out of quarantine. You know, people's going into phase one and two, coming out of quarantine. And, you know, people really, you know, is already stressing up. So, you know, the best way to, unfortunately, deal with stress is party with people that amongst that you relate to or care for. But that's one song that's getting traffic. Eat Her Out, was a remix to Cast or Ice Me Out. That's been getting traffic. It got on that DJ Drama radar. So shout out to him. It's also on that's on radio. And Gucci Man blog. So shout out to them people who's been, you know, watching out on me. And then I also have a song called Pure Drill that's exclusively only for She Got Next mixtape. Introducing one of my artists here, Seth Shenanigans, our first debut. It's also on disc50.com with DJ Girl. So, you know, I got little people who I've been pushing out. You know, I ain't gonna say too much, but yeah, there's a lot of traffic coming in over here.
Definitely. What's your Instagram handle so people can follow you on IG and connect with you?
Y'all can follow me on all major platforms at GENUWINE Beauty. Again, GENUWINE Beauty.
Say it one more time, a little bit slow.
G, as in girl, E, N, U, W, I, N, E, beauty. Again, G, E, N, U, W, I, N, E, beauty.
And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Dream Hustle Win podcast today?
The equality, the love, the actual interaction with people, you know, it's not one of those services or collection, you know, that say, oh, we do one thing and the action is so different. So thank you, Mr.
No
TV,
doubt.
Thank you, Mr. General, you know, for that. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Shout out to my sister, Carisha, the Diva, you already know.
Hey man, and listen, you know, she the empress, man. She gets it done, man. She gets it done.
Listen.
So. Definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on Dream Hustle Win podcast. Let everybody know your blog is up. And we had my man Zayway. He left a comment on your post, so make sure. He reached out to you on Instagram too, so make sure you follow him back and holler at him. Like you left a comment
most
on
definitely.
Your post on the blog.
Most definitely.
So, definitely. And let everybody know to check out your blog post, leave comments on it, and turn up, all right?
All right. I've been passing it like crazy, so, you know. So.
Yeah, just get in the leave comments, and it's all good because I want everybody to show love on your post. And thank you for trusting our brand. To work with you, we appreciate it, and we look forward to a much longer and fruitful relationship, all right?
Most definitely.
All right. Thanks so much. Give everybody your artist name one more time before we jump out of here.
It's your girl, Genuine Beauty, female F, Weezy, you dig, Lollipop, your Bang Entertainment.
Definitely. All right, people, thank you so much, and we'll talk soon. Peace.
All right, peace, bro.